Hello again, Gooners. Well, what can I say? I'm by myself, so not that much. I can say, got to be pretty happy with the way things are going. The 3-2 win at Vicarage Road. It was a tough game. Of course, it always is, these local derbies. Even against teams like Watford, who aren't the best in terms of quality, but they obviously gave Arsenal a few things to think about, and it was a bit tetchy and tense at the end. One of the things I wanted to talk about before Alex joins me, as I expect he will, is the tough guys that Arsenal now have. The tough guys, obviously, I'm thinking of the ex-Celtic boy, you know, the man Tierney. Obviously, Tierney stood up and was counted, right? I think just talking about Tierney. So, any comments to make about him? Because I heard that he said to, I forget who the Watford player was, but he had a bit of a confrontation on the pitch with a Watford player, and he said, "If you want to meet me outside, be my guest." Apparently, yeah. We don't know if that's true, but I can imagine it might be.
No, he did. It was basically he got fouled, made a meal of it, and then got up. And the Watford player was all angry. It was right at the end of the game, just a bit of shithousery. And then Tierney went to take the throw, and the Watford player was still moaning. Tierney was just like, "Yeah, go on then, if you want." And that was pretty much it. But it was just like wasting time right at the end of the game.
Yeah, and that's the sort of gamesmanship Arsenal need, really, because they've always been too clean and too...
Naive.
Yeah, that's the word you picked it out for me. Because really, yeah, sometimes in the past, under Wenger, they wouldn't see out a game. They'd be winning it 3-0 or even 4-0, and then they'd let the other team back in. Whereas it doesn't seem to be happening quite so much.
Although we did do that on Sunday, though, didn't we?
Yeah, to a point, but I mean, at least, yeah, hung on for 3 points. But I know what you mean. I mean, it looked in danger of slipping away, but I was relatively confident. The only thing that made me less confident than usual was Ramsdale. A couple of his kicks weren't the best. I mean, he played all right aside from that. A couple of poor kicks, and who was it? Was it Cedric gave the ball away at one point? Even though I think he's been playing quite well. It was just. Xhaka wasn't really at it. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't really involved. I don't think it was a classic performance, but some good performances in there. I mean, everybody's raving about Saka.
He was fantastic. I agree. I thought Ramsdale's distribution was a bit poor at times. I thought Tierney didn't have a great game. I thought Martinelli was quiet until the goal. And I was actually thinking, oh, they'll probably sub him off. And they did eventually. But he was quite, certainly the first half. The first half, it was all down the right-hand side, Saka and Odegaard. I thought Xhaka, yeah, he was a bit silly for the second goal. He gave the ball away when he didn't need to. And Arteta kind of alluded to that in the press conference afterwards. He's like, when we had the lead, we just needed to play, you know, hundreds of thousands of passes just to sort of kill the game off. And I thought that I thought Partey played very well. I thought Cedric played fine. I thought White and Gabriel played okay. I can't remember them making any horrific mistakes. I thought at the beginning of the game we were a bit sloppy to start with, and they scored and it was offside.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That's kind of it could have been a draw, obviously, if that goal had counted. And it was within seconds. 20 seconds, right?
It was, and which is, for Arteta's Arsenal, which is a bit uncharacteristic. I think we've been quite good at starting games recently. And to be fair, after that, you know, we scored in the first 5 minutes. But then, you know, we kind of let them back into it. It was a great goal from, it was a great goal from Arsenal, but it was a great goal from Watford. I just felt like it was one of those goals that he'll never do that again. We won't hear of the player again. It was like, you know, and Arsenal get that a lot, don't they? Like, you know, never hear of these players again. But, yeah, the second goal I thought was well done, well worked by Saka. You know, he won the ball back. Lacazette played a nice little, held the ball up and passed it. And Saka, a great finish. And then the third goal was, you know, beautiful football. Very one-touch passing. And then you think, right, game over. And we had a few chances to kill the game. And we just didn't really. I thought Lacazette did well apart from his shooting. I thought Pepe, yeah, Lacazette got two assists and he held the ball up very well. I thought Pepe and Nketiah, when they came on, didn't really have a positive effect. I don't know, you know, I can't really blame them for conceding the goal, but certainly, you know, obviously squad rotation. But they didn't really offer much when they came on. Nketiah just fouled everyone. Like, he must have given away about 3-4 fouls in the space of 10 minutes. Yeah, so I think it was a mixed performance. But, you know, we got the result. And that's all that matters, really. And I think it was a potential banana slip waiting to happen. Because, you know, Watford have lost 7 of their home games. So you kind of thought, well, you know, Arsenal, we like to make it difficult for ourselves. But, yeah, like, yeah, in spurts we played well, but so Arteta wasn't happy, and he said that after our second goal, he called Xhaka over and was moaning at him, and he wasn't happy. The players weren't doing what, you know, were not doing what he wanted them to do. So you know, maybe against stronger opposition, we won't get away with it. But you know, they're young players; you can't expect them to perform at their best every week. That's obviously the standard. That's what we want. But, you know, it's going to take time for that to happen. But we did get the result. So, you know, I think you have to look at the positives, really.
Yeah, I was happy with 3 points. I'm not sure. I wasn't that convinced. I mean, obviously, Arsenal could turn over Watford away from home. It's always going to be hard to do that because it's a local derby. And they do go in hard in these local derbies. That's just how it is. And Arsenal stood up to the challenge physically. That's why I was quite pleased, even though, yeah, okay, they allowed Watford back in, if you like, with those two. When was that? It was only 3 minutes before time, right? So you know, when you think of how the scoring went, obviously Arsenal took the lead and then Watford came back. So even then, they were under a fair bit of pressure, but then Arsenal totally dominated. But the issue was lack of shots on target, really, when I was looking through the stats. So Arsenal had a decent amount of possession, but Watford had more shots on target than Arsenal. They had 7.
That doesn't surprise me. I felt, you know, our final third play, I know, yeah, we got the 3 goals, but for the amount of possession that we had in the final third and the amount of opportunities we created, yeah, we didn't have many shots on target. That doesn't surprise me, that's that. you know, I just thought we weren't clinical. And especially after we scored the third, you know, and it's developing that sort of ruthlessness that, you know, City, Liverpool, Chelsea as well have that we don't have yet. City, Liverpool, Chelsea would have put that game to bed. You know, they would have got a 4th and that would have been it. As it was, you know, a 2-goal lead is always a fine lead, isn't it? And 1 goal can completely change it. And it was just a bit fortunate, I suppose. But we, you know, we gave them that second goal. That first goal, I was a bit angry at Xhaka and Martinelli because I felt they didn't defend very well and they let, you know, poor communication, let the fullback put a cross in. Yeah, great finish. Like I said, absolutely great finish. But I was a bit annoyed. I thought it was a bit sloppy. But the second goal, yeah, was Arsenal's doing. And then when, you know, Xhaka gave the ball away, mistimed his jump, and then Ben White came in and, you know, didn't win the tackle. And, you know, it was a 50-50. But Sissoko is the donkey. You know, he was making those runs all game, but he's an absolute donkey. And, you know, for him and ex-Spurs as well. But yeah, I thought, you know, it's one of those, you know, we got the result and I think that's what we need to focus on really and look forward to a very, very busy week ahead of us.
Because the thing with Watford, I mean, we shouldn't underestimate Watford because they are fighting for their lives. We've got
They drew against Man United the week before at Old Trafford. So obviously, and they would have been buzzing after that. And I think Hodgson has tightened up the defence a bit. And you're right, they're fighting for their lives. There's no easy games, is there? I know it's a bit of a cliche. But...
Yeah, particularly at the moment. Because, yeah, Well, it's I'd say particularly at the moment, it's every season, every team almost. So yeah, I'm just glad that one's out of the way. But so what's the next game? What's the next game? Leicester, right? Leicester at home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How do you feel about that one? Do you think it's gonna pan out? I think another 3 points, or
well, I hope so. I think they're not in great form, so that's something. I think as well. Are they playing tonight?
I think they might be. Hang on. Yeah, I think so. No, not tonight. No. Tonight is Norwich, Chelsea, Southampton. It's the 10th, right? Norwich, yeah. Chelsea, Southampton, Newcastle, Wolves, Watford, Leeds, Villa. But yeah, there are a few teams that were having a couple of games in a week.
But yeah, I think the good news is that Vardy's out. Vardy, for me, always scores against us.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and I think that's good news. I think, do we have enough to beat them? Yeah, they're not in great form at the minute. They seem to be a bit in disarray. Like just lumbering around mid-table. We've got a lot of games against mid-table teams. So it's like, if you catch them on a good day, you know, we've got enough quality. But, you know, if you catch them on a good day for them, they could turn us over sort of thing. So, you know, like we've got games against like Villa, Palace, Southampton, all teams that we should be beating. But they're all away from home, so they're not guaranteed 3 points by any stretch of the imagination. Do I think we can win them? Yes. Do I think we will win them? I don't know. You know, but yeah, Leicester at home. I feel confident in that. I think we've got a good enough team, and you know, them not having Vardy says to me that though they don't have that pace from the counter attack, and I imagine Arsenal camping in their half and trying to break them down, really. So that's pleasing. I do feel we'll get a result against them. I do think that we're good enough to beat them. And then the big game is on Wednesday against Liverpool.
Yeah, massive game. It's hard to see 3 points there, but if Arsenal get 3 points against Liverpool,
No, I think we need, we need a result against a big team, almost to cement, to give confidence to our team. Like, we were unlucky against City. We were unlucky against Liverpool to a certain extent. Liverpool are a very good team. But I think it's a good test of where Arsenal are. What I don't want to see is, let's say if we got 6 points, we beat Leicester and we beat Villa, but we lose against Liverpool. I'd take that. You know, not many teams are going to beat Liverpool this year. our challenge is for fourth. So, what I don't want to see is if we do lose to Liverpool, a mass sort of, outcry on Twitter, Arteta out, blah, 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 blah. It's like, look at where we are and look at, the bigger picture. If we get fourth this season, that's a massive overachievement for Arsenal, considering where we thought we would be at the end of the season. So, I think I'd like us to play well. I'd like us to represent. And then see how we do. I'd happily take a draw right now, make it difficult for them. And I think, they're playing in Europe. They've got games every 3 days. I think, we've got a decent chance against them, but it'd be very, very tough. And then Villa on the Saturday.
Yeah, they're starting to play quite well. Didn't they beat Southampton 4-0 the other day? So Villa really worries me.
Yeah, they're a bit hit and miss. They're playing Leeds tonight as well, away. So they're a bit hit and miss. Like they're 11th in the league for a reason,
Martinez, he always plays well. Always plays well against Arsenal. So there's that, and Gerrard, they seem the better unit as well. Well, I'm basically more on result. Although no, I think I saw the first game when Gerrard took over, and they looked, they had that new manager bounce at the time. I don't know if it's still working. I'm saying probably it is because of that result against Southampton, who are in form. To beat Southampton 4-0 says something. I didn't really watch much of the game, if any of it. So I'm basing it on the result really, but it's just Yeah, they move the ball around pretty quickly, and I just think they're going to give us quite a few problems.
They'll give us our time of it, yeah, for sure. But again, you know, they're 11th in the league for a reason, aren't they? They've lost more games than they've won. Yeah, you know, and that's what I mean. Like, you know, our next few games, we play Leicester, aside from Liverpool, Leicester, Villa, Palace, Southampton, 12th, 11th. Looking at the table now, 12th, 11th, 10th, 9th in the league. So, you know, it all depends on, for me, you know, what day, how we catch them and how we perform. But, you know, I think, do we have a better ability against them? Yeah, absolutely. Do we have a better team than them? Yeah, absolutely. Does that mean, yeah, we'll win? No, not at all. But, you know, it's, yeah, I don't think it's anything to be scared of. I think it's, you know, treat each game as it comes, sort of thing. Each game is a cup final.
Yeah, true. Yeah, all cup finals. Did you read the article in the Evening Standard about Arteta and his non-negotiables and how he changed the culture of the club? Did you see that?
I didn't read about it, but I know enough about it. Yeah, I follow on Twitter and. He has changed the culture of the club, and part of that changing of the culture was getting rid of Aubameyang, Ozil, Guendouzi, people like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it just seems like, I mean, it doesn't name any names really about who was late. Well, obviously we know Oba was late a lot, but aside from him, just it was all very casual. And also, it said in the article, which I thought was quite interesting, it said that. They're doing really funny little things, like in the canteen they're having themed lunches to make the foreign players feel at home. Brazilian flags, and the staff dressed in yellow and South American food, and this has sort of gone down very well. And you know, I think that trip to Dubai probably helped bond the players, the remaining players. Obviously, having a small squad. Like I was moaning like crazy about having a paper thin squad, which I always tend to say, but it's got its pluses. So the plus of it is you got fewer discontented players all whinging together, which obviously when you've got a bunch of whingers all hanging out together, it can cause issues, right? Within the club.
Yeah, of course. It's the activity, isn't it? You know,
players
want to be happy and. You know, and if you've got negativity around your team, then of course, yeah, of course, absolutely. I did see a joke about the whole themed lunches sort of thing. Hmm. And someone said, why didn't they do a Gabonese themed lunch for Uber? And then someone put underneath it, they did, but he turned up 2 hours late and missed it. it's nice, you know. I think the culture around the club and I think the attitude around the club is a lot more positive. And Arteta has managed to weed out a lot of the negativity. He's managed to weed out a lot of the egos and the complacency and the people that are, you know, under Wenger, the last few years of Wenger and under Emery. They knew they were guaranteed a spot. They knew they were guaranteed starting. Now it feels like people have to work hard for it. Now it feels like the players listen to the manager, and if they're doing wrong, they go, all right, okay, we better do what he says because we might get dropped. These non-negotiables, it has to be, you know, and it, you know, you look at Arsenal and you compare it to, say, Man United. You know, I know we're only 3 points away, but, you know, Man United are a club in disarray. You know, there's full of egos, it's a team of individuals, all of these things. So I'd much rather be in the situation that Arsenal are than, you know, say Man United. So yeah, he's got my support. And like I said, I hope he does get, you know, top four. I hope we do get top four because I think it will allow us to develop the squad and increase the squad with a bit more money. And I think it's possible. I do think it's possible. So yeah, we'll wait and see. See what happens, really.
Yeah, if those games in hand are won, obviously there's no catching Arsenal for fourth anyway, because that's the key to it. How many games, right? Between Arsenal and Man U, I think.
Is there
So yeah, and they don't look in good shape. Spurs are the team that I'm most concerned about.
I think same. Same. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you still on that matter.
They smashed Everton, didn't they? Was it 5-0?
Yeah, Everton fucked me off though. Like I was watching that game, and it was just like, right, Spurs are good at counter-attacking. They're not good when they have to break a team down, and that's illustrated by their results. So what do you do? Oh, I know. We'll attack them. Yeah, it's so naive from Fat Frank. It was painful.
I was waiting for you to say that. I was going, will he say that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's so naive. I was genuinely quite annoyed because I thought, right, okay, yeah, we've got a fighting chance. And he does something like that. It's ridiculous. I didn't understand why he had to do that. Because
yeah, it's shocking, really, because he's quite an intelligent guy.
Yeah,
he's a smart guy.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a good manager. I think he might have been a bit, he's a bit unlucky at Chelsea, you know, but that the culture that they are, you know what to expect with City, with Chelsea, sorry. But yeah, it was just brain dead. I was just like, Spurs have got, Son is a great player if you let him in behind. You know, if you park the bus, so to speak, it's harder for him to do a job. You know, it's just, I didn't understand why he thought, he could get away with that. It was just frustrating. So we'll have to wait and see how Spurs do. I agree. I think they are, for me, the team that's most likely to stop us getting four.
Yeah, it looks that way. What did you think, just going back to the Arsenal game for a moment, what did you think about Arteta, the ball boy? You know, when he retrieved the ball so quickly.
Yeah, that's fair play. I'm not sure if he was allowed to do it, but fair play. I did see something like, oh, he shouldn't have done it. It's like, well, he got away with it, didn't he?
Who was it who said, because I never read the articles, I saw the headline saying, well, maybe I think Arteta, I saw him, his reaction was, well, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I did.
Got away with it.
There weren't really that many complaints, though, were there? Did you see anybody say that it was his? Because wasn't he in the technical area when he gave the ball? I thought if he's in the technical area, he's allowed to do it.
No, he walked out of the technical area.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, he was out of order then.
He probably shouldn't have done it. But, yeah, no, fair enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. We've got all fairs in love and war, and that was a war, though, at Watford. Yeah. And it always is. I think it's a bit easier without Troy Deeney playing for him, though. I mean, he was a nightmare to play against. Because he would rough up all the so-called tough players at Arsenal. But actually, obviously, since then, Arsenal got...
I don't think they were that tough, to be honest. I don't think... A lot of... Koscielny, it wasn't a tough man.
Yeah, that's true. No, but do you remember how he was making fun of Xhaka? Because Xhaka was rolling around, rolling over and over on the ground. And Deeney... That was when he came out with that famous line about the cojones. It was after that. I mean, I felt embarrassed, actually. Because, yeah, you're right, Koscielny. I really liked Koscielny as a footballer. I know maybe he wasn't the best of all time, as a centre-back, but he was pretty quick and he picked up quite a few caps for France, so somebody else liked him. But, yeah, he was a bit of a soft touch, not as soft as some of the other, tougher-looking centre-backs we talked about before, the Stepanovs and, what's the other guy, the Swiss guy, Sinderos. He looked so tough.
Koscielny had good quality about him. He was a good ball player. He read the game well. He was quick. But he wasn't a tough, scary centre-half.
Yeah,
I know. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. So someone like Troy Deeney and people like that, of that ilk, Kevin Davis from a different generation, perhaps. I don't think they crossed over that much. But, they would bully him. and he got bullied.
Do you reckon they could bully the current two centre backs?
I think they would struggle a bit more. I think there's a bit more about them. And I think also as well, they like a challenge. They like a fight. Do you know what I mean? They're more of the... Certainly Ben White likes to shit house. I think, there's a bit more spite about those two centre-halves. They're a bit, little bit nastier. I never got the feeling Koscielny was nasty. I don't think they're as easily intimidated as Koscielny was. Definitely, definitely. And I think
White looks like he can handle himself, and he's sort of grown into that role. You know that first game at Brentford, and everyone was saying he got bullied by Ivan Toney, and maybe he did, but it was just the one game so far. Touch wood. I've never seen him bullied since by anyone.
And that was a tough game, and everyone was not wanting. Everyone wanted Arsenal to lose that game, and everyone, Arsenal managed to get everyone loves it when Arsenal fail. I think much happier with Ben White than I ever was with Koscielny.
Right, on that note, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it. But any last things to say very, very quickly?
Let's talk about Chelsea.
Okay, sure. So do you think it's going to affect them a lot, this, the fact that Abramovich can't sell the club? I mean, I've read somewhere they can't even sell tickets now, but I can't believe that's true.
They're season ticket holders. They're allowed season ticket holders. Supposedly, their sponsors, three, are currently reviewing the situation and are in discussions with Chelsea. They can't sell the club. They can't sell tickets. They can't sell players. They can't sign players. They only season ticket holders are allowed to go. And this is my favourite one at the minute is Chelsea are... This is a Henry Winter on the... the journo. Chelsea are permitted reasonable costs of travel to and from fixtures, not exceeding the value of 20,000 per game. They're making a short trip to Lille next week. If they progress, as expected, to Champions League quarters, longer trips could be problematic. Can you imagine Chelsea on fucking Ryanair and they can't even afford extra leg room or speedy boarding or anything like that? It's hilarious. I wish and I would love it if we could take advantage of this. I think I've looked at Chelsea's fixture list. They've got some incredibly easy games. I can't see them imploding. I see them staggering over the finish line and getting third.
Yeah.
But you never know. We're only if we win our game in hand, we're 2 points behind. So I certainly think we'll have a much clearer idea next week because we'll have played three games and I think we'll be level on points with them. But, see what they're like. This can't be good for the club. Be good for the players. And they are professional. They won the Champions League last year. I would imagine Tuchel is basically like, right, fuck the noise. let's just focus on playing football.
Right, okay, I've got to head off on that, so thanks for that. Laughing at another club. We don't normally do that. Anyway, that's all we've got time for. Thanks for joining us, if you've joined us, and if you haven't, maybe you missed something, maybe you didn't. All right, till next time. Adios, amigos.